This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
So how much money has the president raised off of all this impeachment nonsense? Well, according to Meg Kennard, she's a reporter with the Associated Press, President Donald Trump's repeated trashing of a Democratic impeachment inquiry has helped prompt a $13 million flood of campaign cash. $13 million. Now, I know for a fact that this is not coming from big fat cats. This is coming from grassroots people. Grassroots people who want to show the president they still support him. All right, so use that as a metric. I always like data, so use that as a metric. If that's a metric of his support, that's pretty good. That shows that the people are sticking by him, because otherwise he would not be raising that kind of cash. In fact, the Trump campaign and the Republican National Committee have already reported pulling in more than $210 million since the start of 2019. That's more than all the current Democrats seeking to replace him combined have raised during that period. All right? So if you just use money as a metric, if you go with that, then the president hasn't lost his base in any way, shape, or form. Because I'm telling you, those are small dollar donors who are given money. All right, use that as a metric. Then contrast that, of course, with the nonstop incessant coverage that you see from the media, and you go, well, everybody's turning on the president. No, not so much. Not so much. I have not seen that. And that's part of the reason why you have to ask the question, why don't Democrats then just have a vote? Why not just do a vote? This is Nancy Pelosi, the House Speaker, the vampiric one. She was giving a press conference yesterday, her daily press conference, and she said a couple of points, but I think this is a very, very good point that I think is important to understand. Cut eight.
The President of the United States and his actions in a telephone call with a head of state betrayed his oath of office, our national security, and the integrity of our elections. This is about the facts. This is about the Constitution of the United States. And we have to make judgment in an inquiry as we go forward. There are some in our caucus who think, let's just have an impeachment. No, we have to have an inquiry to further establish the facts. There is no rush to judgment, and in some ways we are a jury, open to what might be exculpatory or not. But every day, the sadness grows because the disregard for our Constitution that the president has becomes more clear.
All right, so on the one hand, she goes out there and she says the president is destroying the Constitution and our country is very sad. And we're very sad. But on the second hand, she goes, but we're going to keep investigating. We're going to keep looking into this. Now, why? Right? Why? I mean, if you believe the president has done all these things, have a vote. Have a vote today. Have the vote. Get out of Dodge for the weekend. Go home. Why? What are you waiting for? Now, she makes a comment. She goes, some in our caucus would like to have an impeachment. No, we're having an inquiry. Why? Now, obviously, you would think that's directed at Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and the squad, right? That would be your first impression. Obviously, she's talking about them. Alexandria, Rashida Tlaib, and the others, right? No. No. That's not who she's talking about. Don't be misled here by that. She's not talking about them. She's talking about people like Mike Turner. She's talking about the guy from Ohio who's a Democrat. The other guy from Ohio is a Democrat. Guys like him, Tim Ryan, who are like, let's just get this over with and move on so we can get back to talking about jobs and the economy. There are Democrats right now who are running in places like Ohio and Michigan who want this over with as soon as freaking possible. Don't make the mistake of believing that the squad is behind the reason why this is only an inquiry. No, 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 no. I know that was my first impression. I heard her say that and I went, oh, she's obviously talking about the squad. The squad being those the lunatics on the left who the president called out. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Rashida Tlaib, Omar, whatever faces. They are nuts. They're crazy. And that's what I thought at first. She's obviously referring to them. by her tone of voice, by the way that she goes, summon her caucus, I hate them, because she does hate them, and they hate her. But the more I thought about it, the more I realized, no. The ones who want this to be an impeachment and just do it and get the vote over with are the ones who are saying, we have to get back to talking about the economy, or we're going to lose this election. And all we're doing is helping the president right now. The ones who want Joe Biden gone are the squad. They're the ones who love this dragging out. Remember, the sooner impeachment comes and goes and this trial in the Senate happens and the president is vindicated, Joe Biden could theoretically go back to living his life and running around and saying, I'm just like you. I'm blue collar Joe. The minute that this impeachment vote happens, it's over for the House. It's over for them. Think about that. The minute they take the vote, it's over. They'll impeach him. They have the votes. They have the votes now. They have the votes. It's not like Nancy Pelosi's going, we're 10 votes shy. I just need a dozen. I'm waiting for a dozen more yeses and then we're going to vote. They got the votes. So what are you waiting for? It's because the minute the vote happens, it's over. It goes to the Senate. And Mitch McConnell, if they even decide to have a formal trial, will have a trial. And then they're going to take a vote very quickly. And the president's not going to be removed from office. Then he walks in, Trump triumphant, starts off the year 2020 with money, having been vindicated from an impeachment trial. And the Democrats in the House have nothing left. And then Joe Biden gets to go back on the campaign trail. No. They're not going to let that happen. They're going to drag this baby out as long as possible. Because every day they drag it out, it hurts Joe Biden, A. B, it keeps them in the spotlight. C, it helps them raise money. And D, it also causes lots and lots of media attention on everything but the economy. Think about that for a second. Think about where this goes. And E, there's also a chance, too, that this impeachment whole thing could lead to a recession or lead to a stock market tank or something like that. And I know there are people who would like that to happen because selfishly it would help them politically. Yeah, I know. Crazy, right? It's true. 855-839-1210 is the number. Again, just one more time with Nancy Pelosi. You'll see what I mean. She's not, you'll see, we're having an impeachment inquiry, not an impeachment. Go ahead.
The President of the United States and his actions in a telephone call with a head of state betrayed his oath of office, our national security.
So impeach him.
And the integrity of our elections.
Impeach him then.
This is about the facts. This is about the Constitution of the United States.
Vote.
And we have to make judgment in an inquiry.
Vote.
As we go forward. There are some in our caucus who think, let's just have an impeachment. No, we have to have an inquiry to further establish the facts.
You see what I mean by that? No. Did you hear the tone of voice in that? No. Did you catch that?
Yeah.
See, that's why I originally thought it was Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez she was talking about. No. You know? Because she always makes the point women hate women, right?
Well, those two especially. It's quite the power struggle.
Yeah, they hate each other. So when I first heard that, I sent the clip to Greg. I go, oh, and I thought, okay, well, so she's talking about the, but you hear it again. You go, no.
There are some in our caucus who think, let's just have an impeachment. No, we have to have an inquiry.
No.
Yeah.
Right? No.
So passive aggressive.
Exactly. It's so passive aggressive.
It's, you know, if she was an eternal, that could be a mother-in-law's no.
Right. No. You imagine Elizabeth Warren as president, Nancy Pelosi as speaker?
No.
No.
Oh, my goodness.
There are some in our caucus who think, let's just have an impeachment. No, we have to have an inquiry. No.
That could drive Tulsi to become a Republican, though. That's the only upside to that. No.
No.
No, because if it was the squad, she would have lectured them. She would have used the opportunity to lecture and lay into them more.
Yes.
She's talking about the moderate Democrats who keep calling her office going, would you just have a vote and get this over with, please? Yeah. Can we please freaking end this already? It's the woman congressman from Michigan. I've mentioned her a few times. I forget her name. She's a swing district in Michigan. Remember I talked about her?
Yes. And was she the one that teamed up with Mikey from Jersey, the other woman? Because they created like their own squad. of more conservative, middle-of-the-road Democrat women.
Yeah, yeah. More, they like to say they're more moderate Democrats. And so Mikey Sherrill from Jersey, it's that group that is, they're calling the Speaker's office going, what time's the vote on impeachment? What time is the vote so we can just vote and get this over with?
No.
No. See, it's them. It's driving her crazy. Like, she's used to the squad driving her crazy.
Yeah.
But when they're the phone, the Speaker's office, hi, it's Representative blank, blank, blank. The Congresswoman wants to know when we can get this freaking impeachment over with so she can go back to talking about jobs in the economy and running for re-election. And then click.
No.
That's how, click. That's how this is going over and over and over again. Because there's probably, there's 220-something Democrats. There's probably 20 of them who are calling her office asking for that.
Yeah.
And the other cuckoo crazy loco train is going, let's just take our time with this and enjoy it.
We have impeached the MF or shirts to
Right. We just got all these new shirts in. Great point, Greg. Thank you. Yeah, I got a supply of shirts. T-shirt. I got to say, yeah. I got to sell it. I got to move this merch. Yeah, who is it? Representative Tlaib, is that who it was?
Rashida Tlaib. Who did the impeach the guys.
Impeach the mother effer shirts.
Yeah.
And she's selling them. No, I swear you could buy them and raise money for her campaign. So she's got all these shirts in. If they have the vote today, those shirts are worthless now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, she's got to definitely sell out on the shirts.
She's like, it's like more merchandising than Spaceballs. She's got the impeach the mother effer flamethrower.
Rashida Tlaib, the flamethrower.
Impeach the MFer oatmeal. Impeach the MFer impeachment cocktails, peach ice cream. I mean, she's got a whole line of this stuff. She's trademarked it, impeach the MFer. Got a whole line of stuff. Take the vote, that stuff's worthless. That's going in the bargain bin. That's going in. I want to see those gifts at Spencer Gifts, too. You know what I mean?
Yep.
There you go.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.